Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is an awesome church, an awesome service. You got George Benson and the Holy Spirit. Wow, this is awesome. Thanks, Melvin. Thank you very much. There's so many things going on. I don't know how to describe it. I'm a little tired today, so please forgive me. I left Denver last night at 8, arrived in St. Louis at 11. I went to sleep around 12 and got up about 10 to 4 to get on a plane to come here. Because you are so important. And all the things we're going to talk about today are so important about the great things that God's doing. It is amazing. And you'll see that in a minute. I mean, amazing, amazing, amazing. Today, let me give a couple announcements out. These are some big events coming up. This is kind of an announcement. Some of those, not up on the board there, there are going to be some of those out on the table out there. We're going to have a golf classic on October 13th at Reunion. Some of you guys play golf, okay? I can play golf, but not well, okay? We have a Hope Singles Corps. That's single people going to Africa, end of October, October 28th to November 6th. And then we have a big superheroes event. The biggest event is November 4th down at Georgia Tech. Superheroes for Orphans. It's a 5K run and a 5K walk. It's Saturday morning, November 4th. And so if you need one, this is just an announcement sheet about that, okay? So it just gives you some dates. We have those outside. These are packets. I think everyone here could get a packet today. I have enough of them. And this is the first launch. This is hot off the press. I'm going to show you something none of the disciples in Atlanta have ever seen. I'm going to show it to you in a minute. But this is a packet. Everyone can get one, and we're just going to hand those out, and then we're going to be fundraising for the next 2 months for orphans, superheroes for orphans. And so there's a sheet in there. There's some invitations in there, and there's some other things in there about the campaign. Do you want me to show you? I'm going to show you now. Okay. No one's ever seen this in Atlanta before. This is our new T-shirt, Superheroes for Orphans T-shirt. So you can tell people, see other disciples around Atlanta go, have you seen the T-shirt? And they go, no. Well, that's because we brought it out here. So if you raise $100, we'll give you a T-shirt. You can buy one for $10. We're going to have those probably on September the 24th. So I want to get those announcements out of the way. We just got back in June from South Africa with a compassion tour. Oh, before I go on any longer, let me tell you this. Please pray for the folks in Houston. I have three siblings and a niece in Houston, and three of them have lost their houses in Houston. So please pray for them and the church. And three of my family have already been down dragging people out of the water. They're part of the Cajun Navy. You've heard about that. But anyway, also I want to thank the church. Listen, I know you've done a lot for the Ivory Coast. I've been to the church there. I've been to the temple, things you worked on. It's phenomenal. Also, I'm very good friends with Twombo. He's been here. You guys are helping Zambia. Fantastic job. I mean, they're growing fish, and they're using effluent. They're growing vegetables, and they're marketing the fish and the vegetables. They're helping the poor. They're helping the orphans in Zambia. They're doing a fantastic job. I talk about Twombo all over the world because we're going to raise up single evangelists all over the world. Amen? That's pretty biblical, okay? So, I just got back. I was in June. I was in South Africa. And I'm going to tell you a quick story about that. I saw a scripture in June. What we did is we helped children, and we'll have a chance every June. This is for older disciples, professionals, business people. And so, we brought a group there. There's 15 of us in June. And it was an older group. I kind of wore them out a little bit, honestly. I had to slow down on them a little bit. 50, 60-year-old folks. But anyway, at the end of the whole compassion tour, we helped children all week, and we helped the children, the caregivers, visited their shacks. These are 10 shacks, dirt floors, very poor place. And at the end, we had some sharing. And I don't know if you know Paul Fant. He was a vice president of SCANA, very top executive guy in Columbia, South Carolina. Anyway, we started sharing, and Paul Fant grew up poor. You had to have $5 to get your report card at the end of the year. His family couldn't afford that. They couldn't have food to eat. They had to get food from their neighbors to survive. And so Paul could relate to some of the things he saw. So we started sharing at kind of at the end of the compassion tour. We had this sharing time, and Paul Fant started the sharing. I guess he was compelled by his background. He starts crying, then he starts sobbing. He was shaking. He was a 60-year-old man shaking because of what he'd seen. And then all the older men started sharing. They were sobbing. They were shaking. It was uncontrollable. It was unbelievable. At the end, you know, the women shared later, and they were like, well, what do we do now? You know what I mean? The men had been so emotional. It was so intense. And I saw this scripture. In the last days, God says, I'll pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. And your old men will dream dreams. We want to bring visions to the young men of the church. We want to bring dreams to the older disciples in the church. We want all of you to come and get involved in different ways. You can raise money. You can organize a team of folks. I was just at Home Depot about 10 days ago, and Dennis Pickens organized a group of young professionals. This is Home Depot. I went right in there, did a whole presentation about what we're going to talk about today at Home Depot. With about 40 young executives. It was awesome. They had all kind of questions. We're going to do it at triage from other places. See, we need to have those young men having a vision. Vision. And brothers, I know we've been around a long time. Thank you for your faith and love. Thank you for all you've done in Christ. But you need to have a dream. That right now, whatever age you are, you can change the world. Right now. And I'm going to prove that to you in a minute. But I saw this scripture. I saw young men with visions and old men with dreams. Because they realized, look, at my time in my life, I can still do great things for God. That's what I saw. It was unbelievable. So I just want to share that with you, because there'll be opportunities for you to come to Africa, get involved in ways. Everybody can do something, right? Everybody can do something to help. And we can mobilize our friends and neighbors. And that's what this sort of campaign's all about. Let's see if this thing works here. This is our little logo, Early Childhood Development. I wonder if we could turn the lights down a little bit. I don't know. I hope you guys can see all this. This is our superheroes campaign. We have 8 people so far that have donated $500. We just opened this campaign. So you can go on this website. I'll show it to you in a minute. It's called superheroesfororphans2017.causevox.com. And the cool thing is, there are a lot of young people over here. You guys over here, oh, that's some younger people. Okay, a few young people. I see more young people kind of over here. You can get your campus class. You can get your sorority, fraternity. You can get your Rotary Club. You can get your school. What's the name of the school? Meadow Creek. Meadow Creek, the school could have a site on the website. Okay, Middle Creek. Bam. Takes 5 minutes. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you the website. I'm going to give this T-shirt for the first person that opens up their page on that website while I'm speaking. So you'll see that when you go on the site. That's it. Superheroes for Orphans 2017.causevox.com. There's some young people working on it down here. Older guys over here not working on it too much. Okay, I understand that. So this is just explaining what we're going to do. But here's why we're going to do it. Let me show you. There's many scriptures on little children. I've been here before. We've talked about little children. Their angels always see the face of my Father in heaven, right? Their angels always see the face of my Father in heaven. Little children are very important. God says, that was shown these to, hidden these from the wise and learned and made them known to little children. Little children know things we don't know and see things we don't see. Many little children are more involved in raising money than older people are. Because they see things that we don't see. And of course, we need to change and become like a little child, right? They're our model, whether we live in a shack, whether we live in a tent, or live in a home in the suburbs. They're our model. We need to become like little children. We need to change and become like the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. I think when we die, little children are going to let us into heaven. You better take care of little children, okay? They're very important. The one I love, though, is Jesus said, let the little children come to me. Why did he say that? Maybe he needed a little encouragement. Maybe he wanted just to have a little time fun for a little bit. Maybe he wanted to use him as an example. I think he said, let the little children come to me Because it reminded him of his Father in heaven. The closest thing to God on earth is little children. And I think he said, I just need to have been around little children a little bit. I'm having a hard day. Bring the little children. Let me talk to them a little bit. And I think that's why they're very important, whether you live in a tent in Haiti or a shack in Africa or a house, in this part of Atlanta. This is very, very important. Little children, they're important. They'll help us spiritually. They'll help us to get to heaven. They'll remind us about God. There's a lot of things we can learn from little children. I can take all the problems in the United States today, put together 30 little kids, and spend 2 or 3 hours, I'd solve all those problems. I'm just telling you, little kids know things we don't know, and we can learn a lot from them. And so they're important to us, they're important to the church, but they're also to people who don't even know they're important. You see that? They throw the kids around, do this, do that, get out of here. They don't realize how important those kids are. Those kids are trying to get them to heaven. So we need to help our friends and neighbors understand how important little children are. I know in the church we have Kids Kingdom. I know we do a lot for little children. I'm just saying, what do other people in your community do? How do they treat little children? How do they respect and honor them? And what are they going to do for them? All I'm saying is, frequently they're neglected, and we shouldn't treat little children like that. We have to treat them with honor and respect because they're trying to help us go to heaven. Amen? Early childhood development refers to the physical, cognitive, linguistic, and socio-emotional development of a child prenatal age to age 6. These are little children. It's interesting because we developed these programs in Africa because it was a need. We wanted to get kids into school. We wanted them to do well. We wanted to put them on a good trajectory for the rest of their lives. And then we started reading the Bible. It was a little later, you know. We started going, oh my gosh, there are a lot of scriptures on little children. I mean, a lot of them. And so it's interesting that these programs developed organically from the community, and then we started reading the Bible and realized they're also so important to God. And it was amazing when we put all that together. Hope little children are important to you. Hope they're helping you go to heaven. Hope you're learning from them. Hope you're imitating their heart. They don't hold a grudge, right, little children? Something bad happens, in 30 seconds they give it up. Suppose you gave up all your bad attitudes in 30 seconds. It'd be pretty good, wouldn't it? They imitate. They want to learn. Are you learning? Are you growing? What have you changed in the last 6 months? Little children change once a month. They change things. What have you changed in the last 6 months? We can change. We can grow. We can have a vision. We can want to imitate. We can want to do something great with our lives. Little children want to imitate their dad. They want to be a great baseball player, football player. We've lost a lot of that. That vision. We can get those from little children. Amen? I'm just telling you. And people around the world need them even though they don't know that. And so we developed this program to help little children. I'll show you the impact in a minute. Well, you need to be proud of what your brothers and sisters are doing all over Africa right now to help little children. And we want to bring that right here to the United States. You'll see that in a minute. It's a unique window of opportunity for them, for us, for the community. Now, how much of a child's brain is developed by 3 years old? 90%. 90%. Okay? It's a very important time in their lives. Spiritually, it's very important too. Don't just have them sit there and watch television, okay? 90% of the brain's size developed in the first 3 years. These are neurons. Maybe I've showed this before. The one on the left side is birth, and the one in the middle is 6 years old. There are 700 synapses a second being formed in the brain in the first few years of life. It's like a wildfire. It's like an explosion of connections and thoughts and intakes in a child's brain in his first few years of life. The last one on the right is 14 years. Sorry about you teenagers over here. Okay. It's 14 years old. It slows down a little bit. Okay. We got that. Okay. Especially in the frontal lobe here where we think through things. Okay. Just get a little help from your parents. Okay. This is how it's done. It starts with sensory, hearing and seeing. Then you begin understanding language and understanding thoughts and ideas. And then you put those things together and you learn ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. It starts from the ground up of the development. So that's why it's so important in those early years. It starts from the ground up, and that's how we learn so many things early in life. This is where you spend money now. You ought to spend money in the first few years of life, okay? You see down on the right side? That's college. Don't waste your money there, okay? That's the least use of your money is college. Look what happens early in life, how useful it is just to spend a dollar, just to spend money. It has a lot more impact in the first few years. So it's a unique window of opportunity for the child, for the community, for the family, these first few years. And so we can prove, I'm sorry, things flipping faster. We can prove that crime goes down, teenage pregnancy goes down, healthcare costs, educational costs, they all go down when you start early. But also, productivity goes up, school performance goes up, job creation, everything goes up. This is all just in the first few years. See that? That's why it's so important to start well and do well. And so that's why it's extremely important to act early and be aggressive and have impact, which is why these programs were developed. Now, the place in Africa we work are some of the worst places in the world. Poverty, HIV, AIDS, malnutrition, stress, violence. All those things we're fighting against for the children in the informal settlements and places where we work. It's very difficult. This shows normal development when you help with education and health care and nurturing and child protection and all that. Kids do well. If they don't, the kids are stunted. And so in many of the countries we work in, 30% of the little children are stunted. They will never develop physically, emotionally, socially, intellectually, because they're stunted by all the challenges they face. Some of those things are neglect. Neglect is on the left, stress is on the right. I'm sorry. Neglect is on the right, stress is on the left. So whether you stress someone due to poverty or violence, whether you neglect them and put them in a little room somewhere all day and don't interact, the brain doesn't develop. Either extreme. And we face this a lot in the communities where we work. And so we need to be praying for these children, amen? And for these programs, because this is what they're facing every day. It's very important we engage parents. I think we've learned that in the church. And this is very important because it's a great opportunity for disciples to get involved. We do know a lot about parenting. Of all the big programs in South Africa, we work with some big organizations, nationally, NGOs and governmental groups. And the one thing they always ask us the most about is parenting. So disciples all over Africa help with parenting. With the U.S. government, with other donors and partners, I'm telling you, it's a red-hot program. I mean, people love just seeing what we have to say about parenting. It's awesome. And so we help the caregivers, and I'll explain that a little bit to you. You know, we help them with knowledge, skills, support, and services. These are caregivers. And, of course, we have parent support groups. I'm sorry, I didn't explain that, but most of this working with caregivers is through parent support groups. We also have kids clubs, and we have toy and book libraries. And those are the three big pillars of the stool, I guess you want to call it that. And so this is very important. These groups we do in the community, and community halls and churches and schools, programs like that. I was talking to Scott Brown from Bridgepoint yesterday in Denver, Colorado. He's down near Clarkston. He thinks we can do this at his school. Elementary school near Clarkston and in the community there. I talked to him yesterday. And these are the curriculum. It's a broad curriculum, a comprehensive curriculum to help a child develop. These are the 10 building blocks we use. This is a world-class model for child development. Okay, disciples developed all this. And how we can help children to develop A to Z if we put all these building blocks in place, a child will develop. Sometimes we do this once a month for 10 months or twice a month for 5 months. This is a program we're rolling out now in 5 or 6 countries in Southern Africa and then around the rest of Africa. I spoke last year in August to 200 church leaders from 50 churches in 20 countries in West and Central Africa, and they were so excited about this opportunity. We just need to get it to them, amen? Well, we got to raise some money to do that, okay? These are disciples. This is how we measure. We can measure the impact of all of these initiatives. We call it ages and stages. At 3 and 4 and 5 years, what should a child do? We can measure that in a child's life. All this is evidence-based, okay? And so this is vaccinations, clinic visits, birth certificates. Those are social grants. Look at how much nutrition improved. Just with basic education for the parents and caregivers on how to fix good, nutritious meals in a balanced way. That's nurturing. That's parental nurturing went up dramatically too. Safety went up at the home dramatically. lack of supervision went down, that means these kids were all supervised. Rather than being left at home in a shack or somewhere, or sent out to run errands in a community when they're 5 or 6 years old, supervision went dramatically up. This is parental stress went dramatically down. It's good for parents, amen? We can measure all that. So this is all the reduction. Parents said, I said, what have you changed? They said, one woman said, well, I stopped hitting my child. This with a fist, this with your hand. And I said, well, what happened then? She said, my child talks to me all the time. Another woman said, I tell my little girl I love her. I let you learn that. I should tell her that every day. And I said, how's your little girl doing? She says, oh, she smiles all the time. They just learned that. The women asked them what they wanted to bring. And I've talked about this a little bit before. They wanted magazines and books and toys. Toys for fine motor skills. Books to read to the children. What do they want magazines for? Pictures. They live in a shack. They don't have internet. They don't have television. They show pictures of boats and planes and bears and whatever to their children, to teach the children. But that's all they want, these some basic things to help them teach their children to do well. And so all these things in parenting dramatically improved. I mean, the parents were radiant. Just learning these basic skills and has tremendous impact on the community. This just talks about kind of how these are all integrated, some of the things we do, and how we have impact in the home and in the community. Now, this ended last year where all these things are almost double now. So we're going to reach 20,000, 25,000 children, over 100 support groups, 5,000, 6,000 caregivers. This is all rolling out. It's a tsunami. I mean, this thing's moving all across Southern Africa right now through the disciples and the great work they're doing. You should be so proud of them. Amen? So we have a unique window of opportunity. See, there's the flash there. I don't know if you knew all these superheroes come from Africa. Okay. So we need to start early. We have great programs. We can replicate. We have a network of churches and communities to serve. This will take off like a rocket. Okay. This is where we are now. And expanding out of Southern Africa into East and West Africa right now. But there's also something else we're doing. As soon as I can turn this thing. I wish I pointed it. Oh, there you go. Look at that. See, we're working. There's 95 churches now in Africa. We're working. We hope to work in those churches and communities. Look at number two. We want to work right here. We want to work with the church here, the communities here in Atlanta. See, this is coming to a theater near you, okay? We're bringing a program developed in Africa to help people in America. And we have a vision that we can do it globally. This is a whole, you know, very well developed process. We're now in the middle of packaging, marketing, and funding, and then we'll start training the trainers. We're already doing that in Southern Africa, but across Africa. It's a great opportunity. So our vision, that's already gone up to 25,000. That was last year. Our vision is much higher than that right now. So right now our goal by 2020 is 25,000 children. Put through this early child development, their lives will change forever. Amen? Oh, that's a little CauseVox thing. Does anybody got CauseVox yet? You're not going to get a shirt. Over there. Here's your shirt. There you go, Peter. It doesn't take long. Thank you very much. Great job. That's why I left this in here. So I'm going to make sure you got your shirt. And so I want to thank you for all you've done in the Ivory Coast, for all you've done in Zambia, for all you're doing in Africa, for all the things we're going to do together. Amen? And how you're going to mobilize your friends and neighbors to do this, right? We can get a lot. Every one of us can get other people involved. Neighborhoods, Rotary clubs, community groups, schools, church groups, whatever. There are a lot of different ways to get people involved. But one of the most exciting things, I'm going to show you a video. One of the most exciting things about this, I remember I showed you about visions and dreams, is that it has this huge ripple effect. You could convert one person in Atlanta, would change the whole city because of a ripple effect, right? We help children. But we don't always talk about the ripple effect that it's having in people's lives all around them and all around the community. I'm just telling you, I've seen it everywhere I've been. Just this huge ripple effect. I want to show you a man's life now. His name is Sapiso. He's a great guy. You'll meet him in a second. But I want you to see the ripple effect. And if you haven't seen the movie Collateral Beauty, see it. Just see it. Because you'll see that out of tragedy, not only is there damage, but there's beauty that's created out of tragedy. And you'll see a tremendous collateral beauty in the life of Sapiso, one of the people you're impacting, and there are thousands and thousands of people like him that we're impacting every day. Can you show the video? If you turn down the lights, it'd be great too.
My family, we are a family of four. I'm 22 and I have three siblings. They are young. It's 13, 9 and 7. We lost both our parents 3 to 4 years ago due to illness related to HIV. At that time, I had to beg. I begged people for food, to get medication, for school supplies, trying to get that little bit that I can. I had to beg people for that. And some people didn't even care about what's really happened. They just said, no, it's normal. They think going through or being an orphan is normal in South Africa because there's quite a lot of people that are orphans. Sometimes we had to miss meals, but then I made sure that the kids eat probably once a day. I didn't eat when they were eating once, so I had a meal. When they're having twice or two meals, then that's when I have a meal. Hope came, and then they provided food parcels, and then also gave us clothes for these kids for schools and anything that they need, they required for school, the school materials, and they also provided for medication. Yes, I have a job, and through Hope Worldwide, that's how I got a job, because they introduced me through their Hope, the SHIELD program. They introduced me to Solette and Etienne Winkles. Now I have a job. I am an a business administrative assistant, so I assist them on their work, what they need to do, and everything they need.
Awesome. What are your plans? What are your plans in the future?
My plans in the future is to become a business administrative administrator and take the company way to high.
Take over the company.
Take over the company and probably provide a hope to other people.
Became a disciple too.
Yes, I became a disciple through them, through Hope, so that I became a disciple, and I understand and I work through Christ that, you know, I am now 2 years being a disciple, and I'm going to strive hard and work hard through God that I help people out there and all the orphans and everyone that needs assistance and bring them to Christ and show them that Christ actually does great works.
What is your role here? Executive assistant?
Yes, I'm an executive assistant to the vice president.
To the vice president. Awesome.
My initial plan is to take over the company.
Awesome. Hope you do that. They're getting old anyway. Yes. How much money were you making when you started here?
When I started here, I started making, it was $200. Uh-huh. Now it's $800. So it's,
wow. That's a lot. That's a big jump.
It is up.
Congratulations. So tell me about your house. Where were you living when you started?
When I started, I was living in a shack, in a one-room shack with my siblings. Now I've built 4 rooms, and 2 I've rented them out.
Awesome.
Some income out of that.
What do you think about this superheroes for orphans thing?
Well, it is quite a great thing, because then it gives an orphan hope that there's a hero out there. There's someone I look up to, and then that person, that's what I want to become. Like, instead of having bad thoughts or thinking of negative things or just being negative in their life, they always think of there's someone out there that I can be like, and that person is constantly being there for me and showing me the way that you can become a hero. And
I'm sure Etienne and Solette are heroes. You're a hero to me.
I am.
And I'm sure to your brothers and sisters, you're a hero too.
Yes, I hope I am a good hero.
Say thank you, thank you, thank you for all you're doing for people just like Sepiso and thousands of people like them. Thank you very much.